Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So while Biden and Harris and Schumer and Bloomberg and Trump and Vance and others are posing for pictures, nothing but love shown for Donald Trump. Eventually, a Trump chant broke out. Then some of the family members that were speaking that lost loved ones that day ripped Joe Biden. Then Kamala and Joe left early to go to an event in Pennsylvania. Now, we showed you earlier... a video from that where Biden is putting on a Trump hat. Now, another video has surfaced making this even stranger. So Biden leaves the event, the 9/11 event. By the way, is that maybe telling? Remember, Hillary Clinton left the September 11th event early too, eventually fell over and had to be thrown into the back of a van like a sack of potatoes, and then lost the election. So Kamala Harris leaves the event early. And Biden goes to an event in Pennsylvania, and it's strange here, but he's with citizens in Pennsylvania, and they're all Trump supporters, and some guy has a Trump hat on, and Biden says, let me put that on for a selfie. He puts it on, and the crowd roars. Check this out. I mean, what is going on? Joe Biden goes to an event in Pennsylvania, gets told to put on a Trump hat, puts it on, and the crowd roars. That is crazy. The crew says we should roll it again. Okay, go ahead. So he asked for the hat, he puts it on, he makes a joke with the crowd, he puts the hat on, and then they all cheer and say, we're finally proud of you. I mean, what in the world? That is, okay, does anyone have bingo yet, by the way? Waiting for bingo here. Anybody got bingo yet? Who had Antonio Brown being smarter than the average liberal Democrat? Antonio Brown, a former NFL wide receiver who kind of makes fun of himself for having CTE, kind of known to be a bit erratic, let's say. He once quit in the middle of a football game, ran off the field shirtless. But he gets it. He says this in response to last night's debate. Democrats have been in office for 12 out of the last 16 years and still say they want change, and you believe it. Well said. Yeah, liberal Democrats still believe it, but they tend to believe a lot of things that aren't true. Let's go I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Antonio Brown for the win again. Let's go back to the 9/11 stuff here. Did we play clip 8, by the way, guys, of the bomb that hit the Russian skyscraper but the building stood? I wanted to play that if we didn't. Yeah, here it is. Does this look familiar? Does that look familiar? Looks like a bomb going into a building just like on September 11th. Now, more from September 11th. Barry Jennings, he was a 9/11 truth teller. His story is one that gets buried. He was in Building 7, and here's his story in Clip 11.
Well, me and Mr. Hesh, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hesh. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
In 2001, Barry Jennings was the deputy director of emergency services for the New York City Housing Authority. After the first plane hit the North Tower at 8:46 a.m. on the morning of 9/11, Jennings was called to the city's Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center Building 7, along with Corporation Counsel Michael Hess, to help coordinate the emergency response. Hours later, World Trade Center Building 7, also known as the Salomon Brothers Building, collapsed at free-fall acceleration directly into the path of most resistance. After 7 years of investigation, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, determined that the building had not come down due to explosives or controlled demolition, as many alleged, or due to structural damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers, an explosion in the building's fuel oil systems, or any of the other suggestions that had been put forward and retracted by NIST over the course of its investigation. In September 2008, just as NIST was presenting its final report concluding that WTC-7 had spontaneously collapsed from ordinary office fires, it was reported that Barry Jennings had passed away in hospital the month before. No further details of his death were offered. Dylan Avery, seeking to bring closure to Barry Jennings' life, answer questions about his death, and honor the bravery of a 9/11 survivor who spoke the truth even when it was unpopular, hired a private investigator to determine the circumstances of Jennings' death. In a remarkable and bizarre turn of events, however, after pursuing the case, the investigator referred the matter to the police, refunded his fee, and told Avery never to contact him again. To this day, no time or cause of death of Barry Jennings has ever been publicly announced or confirmed.
The man stepped over bodies. We know that happened. He and Hess both talked about internal explosions. That building housed the CIA, the Secret Service, the SEC.
I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions.
All right. We got a little bit more on this. Maybe we squeeze in a phone call or two because I did want to take phone calls. So once again, I've kind of done less than I wanted to on September 11th. But I will play one more report you've probably never seen. And maybe we'll squeeze in a couple phone calls. And, you know, maybe you still believe the truth, or what changed your mind, or where do you think America's at? Are we finally willing to accept that we were lied to about September 11th? And I understand, you know, it's like, out of the gates, you feel like, hey, that's unpatriotic. I don't want to do that. But now, I mean, you got to be aware. 877-789-2539. So we'll squeeze in a couple calls after this one more report here. 877-789-2539. Now, we do have the Alex Jones predictions. We do have the Alex Jones follow-up reports. They're already going viral on X. So I could play that, but I think I'd rather take some calls. Maybe we'll air some of that tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, but that was kind of the original thing, I think, that scared people off of Alex Jones, was him calling 9/11 and then basically saying, yeah, we're being lied to about it. And people felt like, oh, I don't want to be that conspiracy theorist, or that's unpatriotic, or because it was kind of anti-Bush, conservatives didn't want to deal with him. But I mean, you're living in the InfoWars world now. And he was right about that. And just about everything else, or will be everything else. Hopefully it won't be. But I mean, so I just wonder if people are really finally ready to admit that we were lied to about 9/11.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement that would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
On March 6th, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link.
Understand the impact of a jet. From what I understand, the outer skeleton of the building. The outer columns was like a fishnet, and you had these inner core columns, which was substantial, thick steel beams to withstand four or five times what the loads were.
Got it.
The engineers always over-designed a building. No steel frame building has ever collapsed before or since 9/11. So that should say something right there. And it said that Building 7, it was a progressive collapse, that it was caused by fire. But progressive collapse, unlike the Twin Towers collapsed from the top down. That's a progressive collapse,
sure.
Floor by floor by floor. But if you look at the videos of Building 7 collapsing, it collapses uniformly. It's collapsing from the bottom. The building stays intact all the way to the bottom
Got
of the
it.
Ground, and you could see the sides caving in on it. For a building to collapse uniformly, which the videos show, all the load-bearing columns would have had to have failed simultaneously. Now, fire doesn't act like that. I came across an analogy of the Twin Towers, and if you could visualize cast iron stoves stacked one on top of each other. The stoves up at the top, yes, there's fire and they've been damaged, but the stoves on the bottom, they haven't been damaged.
Okay.
So the structure underneath all of that is intact. So it's impossible for a building to collapse near free fall speed and increase
without a controlled demolition.
You're running into the path of most resistance. So something else is going on. I don't believe that it was just the planes or the fires. I think that, and they examined the dust and they found what they call thermitic material, which is like an explosive incendiary, which was in the dust samples, and that's documented. There were reports of the buildings were undergoing an extensive elevator renovation
Whoa.
In the 2 or 3 years prior to. All kinds of workers, they had access to the cores of the building. And on the day of the attack, the elevator company would not assist in the operations of the elevators. And the elevator company
Whoa.
Was the elevator company. It subsequently went out of business. And a couple of years after that, the information is out there. At one time when I was heavily engaged in trying to get a new investigation, I definitely felt threatened. I felt threatened for my family, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. You have sworn testimonies from firefighters regarding explosions in the building. They were suppressed. Just somebody making a statement, especially from firemen and police, if they make a statement, I heard an explosion, that's grounds to initiate an investigation. The firefighters, a bomb went off. This is their own words, made that day. They just ignored it. Just like Building 7 was.
So just some stuff you've probably never heard or seen up before. If you're not convinced we've been lied to about that, if it's not more obvious than it's ever been, I just don't know what else to say. And there's plenty more. There's plenty more. Believe me. So, but just some odds and ends there. Because we haven't forgot. And I'm not going to forget that we were lied to about it, and that the truth has been covered up, and that they changed the world and changed the country in the name after 9/11, and we don't even know the truth about it. They remade our world. They remade our planet. They stole our money. They stole our freedoms, and they lied to us about the reason to do it. So, no, I'm not going to forget about that. Now, we've got an interesting caller who was an air traffic controller in New York City, Robert in Colorado. Thank you for calling in today.
Hey, Owen.
Yes, thank you for calling. What is your story?
Yeah, I was working Sector 66 at the Air Route Traffic Control Center in New York on 9/11.
And what do you have to report to us today?
Well, it was intense. I mean, I've been listening to this show here for a little bit, and you asked, you know, can you imagine that something like that would be intentional? And I would say, well, for sure. Gotten to the point where I can only trust Jesus and InfoWars. Proper respect to Alex Jones, the legend, and I appreciate your labor, too. Been praying for y'all.
Anything odd that day or, you know, anything that sticks out to you that, I mean— Or maybe I should phrase it like this. Did you immediately question that event?
Well, I mean, it occurred to me pretty quick. I was like, you know, America's under attack. And it was super intense. We did something. I mean, I had like a 30-minute class on what to do in 1987. Security control of air traffic and air navigational aids, Katana. Get everything down real quick before the Russians come, you know, or something like that. And it had never been practiced, but, you know, praise God, it wasn't worse. And, yeah, I saw some pretty intense stuff. If you go to my blog, rstvictory.blog, I posted something about it today, and there's a link there to the 911 commission report. There's a tape of me at that sector while Boston Center evacuated, thought that that they were going to be targeted. We thought we were going to be targeted. And you know, in air traffic control, when you're plugged in, I mean, we have to memorize the airspace and be able to draw the airspace with a pencil, paper, and a ruler in case the radar goes out, you know. So when I say plugged in, I'm plugged in. And when all those people died, you know, it was, I was effed up pretty good after that. But Jesus did save me, and I'm alive to tell you about it.
Well, that's wild. And so were you a Alex Jones listener, or when did you decide that we were lying to?
I started listening to Alex Jones in InfoWars last year, I think in March.
Oh, wow.
And it was just comforting to hear some sanity and the agreement. And, again, he's a legend. I'm appreciating him very much. You asked me, you know, when did I think something was wrong? Well, I thought stuff was wrong all along. Early in my career, I worked in the Caribbean and saw, you know, just see wacky stuff all the time. And the whole policy, it seems, is, you know, sweep it under the rug. And if it can't be proven, it didn't happen. And look what that's grown into now, though. Now it's just put it in your face and screw you.
Yeah, and that's what's so crazy about 9/11 is it's so obvious we were lied to. But that's how the propaganda works. Man, the propaganda is powerful. The media propaganda is powerful. People buying into it. The political propaganda is powerful. It works. And even with all the evidence right there in front of their eyes, they still accept the lie. Thank you for the call on that story, Robert. Let's go to Kelly in Tennessee. Kelly, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, great to talk to you. Big fan of all of you guys. But when you were talking about this stuff earlier, something that occurred to me, and I don't know why it's never occurred before, is do you think that one of the reasons Dick Cheney is so all in behind Kamala is he's worried that Trump is going to release everything, including some of the 9/11 stuff?
You know, I think about this. I think about Trump being in New York City, his connection to the architecture world, the love of the skyline, being there on the ground that day, seeing his first comments from that day. And you wonder if Donald Trump isn't a 9/11 truther. I think about this, and I never really made that Cheney connection like you just called in with, but you know, that would change everything. And you know, almost to a degree where I think it would be bigger than Epstein, quite frankly. I think that the 9/11 truth would be better than the Epstein truth. It would be more important and it would be more beneficial to this country to find out the truth about 9/11.
They devastated our civil rights afterwards. And I mean,
they devastated the world. They devastated the world.
Yes. Everything. It absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of one of those things that it's like a long shot and you really hope it. Because that's, I mean, honestly, I would say our country needs 9/11 truth more than the Epstein client list and all of that revealed. I really believe that. I feel like even if people saw the Epstein client stuff, it like, I don't know. Like, people just wouldn't accept it, or it's like it would be so nasty and gross and sordid. It's just like, no, I can't do it. The 9/11 stuff is different. I think it would be more important to get 9/11 truth than it would be Epstein truth or you know, JFK assassination truth. I think it would be the most important would be the 9/11 truth.
I agree. And I just wonder if that's one of the reasons is he's so worried, because I think that would cut the globalists off literally at the root.
I mean, it would expose everything. It would expose the fake wars on terror. It would expose the military-industrial complex. And who knows how deep that would go. It would expose the political establishment that was involved in it with the inside job aspects. I mean, there's that famous video of Trump at George H.W. Bush's funeral when, you know, something goes on between him and the Bushes. I don't know. Yeah, I do think about that Kelly, I do. All right, that does it for this transmission. I'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, so I'll see you there.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for